The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Issa.
And Doreen Ampafu.
In the headlines, panelists on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point express concern about challenges facing democratic governance. Ghanaians charged to seek divine guidance for Electoral Commission to carry out its mandate in November polls. Chief of the Defense Staff assures public of adequate measures to prevent terrorist attack. And Brazil's lower house votes to begin impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff. First, a summary with Doreen Ampafu.
A research fellow at the Institute for Democratic Governance, IDEC, Dr. Kwesi Jonah, says democracy on the continent is on the retreat. He said though countries like Ghana and Nigeria are doing well, the rest need to back up, adding that the future of democracy in Africa is a mixed one. The immediate past moderate of the Global Evangelical Church, Very Reverend Dr. Edem Tete, says Christians must pray for the Electoral Commission to deliver on its mandate without fear or favor. He urged the church to intercede for the country as well as all political parties ahead of the election for godly outcome in the general election. Chief of the Defense Staff, Air Marshal Michael Samson Oje, has assured the public of their safety despite reports of a possible terrorist attack on the country. He said the army is on high alert and working hard to prevent such attacks, adding that adequate measures have been put in place to manage any situation. And Brazil's lower house has voted to start impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff over charges of manipulating government accounts. The motion will now be sent to the upper house, the Senate, which is expected to suspend Ms. Rousseff while it carries out a formal trial.
GBC mastering the airwaves with nothing but quality news and programming.
The news in detail. A research fellow at the Institute for Democratic Governance, IDEC, Dr. Kwesi Jonah, says democracy on the continent is on the retreat. He says though countries like Ghana and Nigeria are doing well, the rest need to back up. Commenting on the recent crisis in Mali, Guinea-Bissau and DR Congo on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, Dr. Jonah said the future of democracy in Africa is a mixed one. There is therefore the need for institutions on the continent to put their act together.
Within the southern part of the region, and within the entire continent of Africa, democracy is on the retreat.
It's on the retreat.
Democracy is on the retreat. The very high hope that we had when we left behind autocratic government, authoritarian government, in the early 1990s, and came to democracy, and those hopes have not been fully realized. The picture as of now, if you ask me, is so very mixed. There are elements of good practices of democracy in some countries on the continent. In other countries, the picture is very, very bad. And therefore, it is extremely difficult to say that democracy has made considerable progress in the West African region. And indeed, what political scientists who write on the subject do say is the retreat of democracy. Mm. Democracy is looking backwards. Mm.
But usually when you talk about the sub-region, I mean, the two giants are mentioned. Nigeria, Ghana, recently Cote d'Ivoire. Well, Burkina Faso has some bit of challenges that they've been able to get down their feet. So at least there's some bit of a good news somewhere there within the West Africa.
Some countries are doing well, and don't forget, if you leave out Senegal from the Gold Giants.
Anyway, Senegal.
They will take offense.
Yeah.
I would say that the four giants are Ghana, Nigeria, Cote d'Ivoire, Senegal.
Senegal, yes.
Now, even if you want to take these four so-called four giants, what has happened in Nigeria since the return to democracy is not very good news.
Mm.
The last election was very, very good, and the entire world applauded it. But what happened when Yar'Adua got elected? It was like an imposition. Yar'Adua was virtually imposed on the people, and subsequently, the behavior of Goodluck Jonathan during the run-up to the election that he lost, even the behavior of the big man himself, Obasanjo, at some point, he wanted to eliminate term limits. These are not signs of good democracy.
The head of research and programs at the Center for Democratic Development, Dr. Franklin Odrew, said some leaders are not subscribing to the ideals and tenets of democratic governance, hence the many challenges facing the continent. He said it is important to give citizens the room to make decisions on who to govern them without bias.
The procedural form of democracy, which in the simplest form includes putting an electoral system that allows citizens to elect their leaders to govern them. At least we have that in terms of that character of democracy. But when you move away from the procedural system and begin to talk of the substantive system of democracy, which is the delivery of the institutions of democracy, whether in the political governance or even in economic governance, then you begin to see some weaknesses in terms of the degree of these democratic institutions serving the people.
In other words, having a free and fair election does not necessarily mean that you're practicing democracy.
Absolutely. I mean, elections remain central to democracy, but elections are not synonymous to democracy. It is one aspect, because when you talk about democratic system of government, we are talking about a system of government that is not authoritarian, that is not dictatorship, that is a system that allows citizens to participate in the collective decision of the society. One form of allowing citizens to participate in that is choosing their leaders, and that is through elections. So it's just one aspect. Democratic system of government requires certain institutions to facilitate the principles behind that. We talk about the electoral institutions, we talk about the accountability institutions, we talk about the participatory institutions. So we need to have those institutions to allow us to see the real meaning of democracy. Secondly, we need the political culture in terms of the actions, the behavior of leaders, people who get elected or get appointed to manage these institutions. One of the challenges that perhaps we have in Africa, West Africa, is that we may not be having good democrats, in the sense that, you know, our leaders, both elected leaders or bureaucratic leaders, are not subscribing to the ideals and the tenets of democratic governance.
For his part, a senior lecturer at the Department of Political Science of the University of Ghana, Dr. Seydou Alidou, said adapting the Western democracy into the African concept is causing a lot of problems. He said, unlike decision-making in Africa, which is consensus-building, that of the West is majoritarianism. There is therefore the need to critically examine the Western concept and not copy it wholesale.
People think the liberal form of democracy fits very well into the Western political system of government. So it's very difficult for them to adjust their lifestyle to live that particular conceptualization. And when you look at it within the context of Africa, people think the holistic imposition or adoption of the very core value system of the West, that is not entirely compatible with our value system as people, create a lot of gap. I think adapting democracy wholesale, the way it's processed in the West, will definitely cause a lot of challenge. And I think
will cause a lot of challenge, or it has caused a lot of challenge.
I think it has caused in some instances. Because even if you look at largely most of the Western European countries, they have been able to one way or another match the very concept of democracy to their existing traditional system. So you look at the British people, why are they not entirely presidential in their parliamentary? Because the monarchy has been a very important aspect of their lifestyle. So they have created a system of government that recognizes that particular institution in a way that doesn't undermine the choice of the people in the day-to-day governance system. You look at Spain, you look at most of those, Denmark, they all have systems that recognize existing traditional cultural institution. Here, our 1992 constitution said clearly that chiefs cannot participate in active politics. And we know that even before the advent of Western democratic system, these were the people who were governing. And even when the colonial masters came, they governed through them. Then all of a sudden, they say you can't participate in politics. So you see that the constitution say one thing and they do the other, because their role is still an aspect of governance. So it will be very
city of the electoral role is more.
Have people who follow me, and you need to get those people to
follow me. We've heard views of panelists on our current affairs program Talking Points on democracy in Africa.
The immediate past moderator of the Global Evangelical Church, Very Reverend Dr. Edem Tete, has called on Ghanaians, especially Christians, to pray for the Electoral Commission to deliver on its mandate without fear or favor as the country goes into the November election. He urged the church to intercede for the country as well as political parties and stakeholders in the election for God to give the country a divine outcome in the general election. The Very Reverend Dr. Tete said this in Accra at a farewell and appreciation service for the immediate past Synod Executive Committee of the Church. Felix Kufi reports.
The very Reverend Dr. Tete said the church can no longer remain indifferent to national issues, and now is the time for it to lead and seek the face of God to elect the right person to lead the country. He said if the church sits aloof and refuses to speak on national issues, then evil will triumph. Reverend Tete also called on political parties to go about their campaign without insult and sell their message for the electorate to make a choice.
We must all pray that God's will be done, so that if at the end of the day what I prayed for didn't come on, whoever is put there, I know that that is the will of God. So I must continue to pray for anyone who is in authority. When the winner emerges, we must all submit, because we have prayed that God's will be done. If we would look at politics in that way, I think we'll have peace. They must know that it is God who enthrones. Let them convince the electorate with whatever agenda they have for them. Then they will decide what to do.
The immediate part moderator called on citizens to play their part well for Ghana to be the winner at the end of the day. Ghana, he said, has gone through several successful elections and hope Ghanaians will make their country proud come November with God's guidance and favor.
Felix was reporting.
The moderator of the General Assembly of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, Ghana, Right Reverend Dr. Seth Agidi, has urged religious and traditional leaders to demonstrate high sense of neutrality, integrity, and of leadership expected of them as advocates of peace as the country prepares for general election. He said, as high-profile opinion leaders commanding huge followers and capable of influencing attitudes, they should guard against acts and utterances that are detrimental to peace, unity, and stability of the country. Right Reverend Dr. Agidi was speaking at Adibuma in the central Tong district of the Volta region at an induction service for Reverend Richard Dakeche as the synod moderator for the South Volta Presbytery of the EP Church, Ghana. We bring you a news desk report.
Reverend Richard Afenyo Dakeche, 46, was commissioned into the ministry of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, Ghana, in 1999 after graduating from the Trinity Theological Seminary, Lagos. He served as a district pastor for 16 years in some parts of the country and distinguished himself as an astute leader until his appointment as the synod moderator in charge of the Eastern Presbytery in 2014. Speaking at the induction ceremony, Right Reverend Dr. Agidi expressed disappointment at the upsurge in hate speech and acts of antagonism by some high-profile leaders in society. He said what Ghana needs at this crucial stage of development is peace, stability, sustainable growth and security against any form of aggression. Right Reverend Dr. Agidi denounced the conduct of self-styled pastors whose aim is to outwit and exploit innocent people at the neglect of their spiritual growth, adding such charlatans are a disgrace to the Christian faith. He described a faithful pastor as a good shepherd who serves his followers with love and dedication and seeks their spiritual growth and socioeconomic enhancement. He urged the newly inducted synod moderator to inject into the presbytery a spirit of revival and newness that could promote the growth of the church. In his remarks, Reverend Dakeche pledged his commitment to make a difference in the growth and development of the presbytery.
The news desk report.
Head pastor of the Love Castle Family Church, Reverend Ebenezer Amua, has called on Ghanaians to exercise restraint as the country prepares for elections this year. Reverend Amua said this at the median graduation of 53 pastors of the church in Accra. He urged Ghanaians to think of their well-being first before sacrificing themselves for any political party. Here's Jessica Sidi's report.
The graduates from the Love Castle Family Church were taken through courses for 3 months. The training was to help them pastor their congregation and instill in them the right Bible principles for living. Reverend Amua said Ghanaians have a responsibility to exhibit peace and stability during and after the election. He urged the graduating pastors to keep praying for the country and its development.
Ghana, we need to also be in prayer as Christians. Prayer is what will revive the economy. Whilst those in the academia and political life will also put their ideas together and make sure things work the way it should. Each and everyone was called by God. But what happens is, along the line because of material things or probably because of sin, the person may lose contact with God. All that I can tell Ghanaians is that they should focus on Jesus Christ. I will encourage all Ghanaians that they should keep the teachings and the saying of Jesus. The main purpose was to pray for the country because we are in an election year. There are a lot of prophecies going on, and this is the time we need to stand and pray so that things will move in its right direction. Things will be so peaceful. So I urge all Ghanaians that we should come together and pray. Christians, believers, pastors, churches, let's all pray for the well-being of this country, because the past, the present, and the future of this country will be decided on this year's elections.
Reverend Ebenezer Amwa asked Christians to give money to support the work of God if they are convicted, but not when they are compelled to do so.
Give money to support the work of God, and I believe that's the problem. They refuse to give, so the pastors force them to give by taking money from them.
They should also pray for the well-being of the country.
Jessica, see the file start report.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Panelists on GBC's current affairs program, Talking Point, expressed concern about challenges facing democratic governance. Ghanaians charged to seek divine guidance for Electoral Commission to carry out its mandate in November polls. Chief of the Defense Staff assures public of adequate measures to prevent terrorist attack. And Brazil's lower house votes to begin impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff. The Electoral Commission says it will offer explanation on the essence of its new logo of the commission before the end of this month. Acting Director, Human Resource at the Commission, Samuel Buedu, who made this known at a capacity-building workshop for media practitioners in Takrade, said the explanation is to enable Ghanaians and stakeholders to appreciate its importance. The workshop was expected to educate media practitioners on election reportage and explain some salient issues in the constitutional instrument, CI 91, which will govern the elections. The EC unveiled its new logo, which has been heavily criticized by a section of the public and generated a lot of debate. The logo comprises 8 arrow shapes, all pointing to the middle, with 8 red, green, yellow, and white dots at the bottom, which have been placed on a navy blue background, and the Electoral Commission of Ghana inscribed in capital letters below. The old logo of the commission had a crest flanked by 2 eagles with a black star in the body of the crest. The circumference had the inscription of Ghana Electoral Commission, while the middle comprised a symbol of a box and a suspended hand dropping a ballot into it.
The NDC is adopting a one-on-one approach to canvas votes in the run-up to the general election. As part of this, the Diludio constituency has inaugurated its women and youth committees. The committees, which are made up of 60 youth and 62 women, will have at least 100 households under their responsibility. They have been tasked to visit one house a week to listen to the concerns of residents in the constituency and sell the NDC's message to them. Speaking in an interview with Radio Ghana after inaugurating the committees, the Member of Parliament for the DOGO and Minister of Youth and Sports, Nilanthi Vanderpoel, said with this strategy, the NDC will win the election without resorting to violence.
We have divided the constituency into sets, and for every woman organizer, we're giving her about 100 houses. Her responsibility every week is to visit all these 100 houses, talk to all the women in the houses, know their problems, and convey their problems to the constituency executive for us to work on them. With these committees we are putting in place, it keeps us closer to the people, because almost every day somebody is coming to talk to you. They have a message for you from the MP, message for you from the constituency executive. It won't be the MP and the constituency chairman or executive alone. We have a lot of people on the ground to work for that. We had elections. After elections, there were problems. We've reconciled the party. We've built the party into a united force. And so this is the time we brought everybody on board. Everybody has put his differences behind. And then we are going to work together as a family to achieve the result. It takes two to tango. That's what our philosophers say. I can give you one assurance. As I stand here, I believe sincerely that as a Minister of Youth and Sport, I must set good example for the youth to follow. And as such, I have told my people, even in the case of extreme provocation, we must be peaceful. We must remain focused. We have done a lot. So let's rather, instead of fighting and being violent and engaging in violent activities, let's rather go out there and sell our message. Let people know what we have done. Because the person who is bringing a fight, because the person hasn't got a message, that's why the person wants to use violence. And so instead of the person coming with violence and you meeting the person is violent, when the person comes with violence, give the person your message. And your message is able to disarm that person.
I'm back.
Words are stronger and powerful.
Tell them the truth.
And I'm very sure that with our words and the things that we have done, the achievements we have struck in this conference, there won't be the need for us to take cudgels, cutlasses, machetes, and fight anybody. They may come in 100 directions, but our work will disperse them in 1,000 directions.
The head member of parliament with the DOJ and Minister of Youth and Sports, Neelam Tivandapoint.
Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, says it will support governments to boost the production of rice in the country. Currently, the country spends millions of dollars to import the commodity, a development which is having a toll on local rice producers. The chief representative of JICA Ghana, Koji Makino, who announced this in an exclusive interview with Radio Ghana on the 40th anniversary of JICA's training of Ghanaians in Japan, said JICA is putting in place measures to increase rice production domestically. Also, it is supporting the Ministry of Food and Agriculture to strengthen agri-business and agri-mechanization across the country.
Like JICA training schools, our cooperation covers various areas. But I think to address the bigger rice production. As you know, this country, do you know that how many kilograms is consumption of rice in this country per capita and per year? So this year and last year is 35 kilograms per year. And it's compared to Japan, we are eating per year 50 kilograms. But what happened now? How do you get the rice? I think all of the cover imported from Asia. Japan, the JICA, is trying to strengthen our cooperation into this domestic domestic production increase policy. And one of our biggest technical cooperation is irrigated rice production. And chief objective of this big technical cooperation is to increase productivity of rice production. And based in the pond crane, it's 2 hour drive from here to the pond. Last month we just started such a technical cooperation to increase productivity of the rice production.
Apart from rice, what other areas of food are you looking at?
We are very much interested, and now we already exceed go beyond the rice production, but also agribusiness and agri-mechanization.
What form are you supporting? What are the interests?
Agri-mechanization is needed to be strengthened by the farmer and the government and any entity in the related agriculture. We support that agricultural center for the mechanization under the Ministry of Agriculture and Food.
The chief representative of JICA Ghana, Koji Makino.
The Veterinary Services Department has begun investigations into suspected bird flu infection at a poultry farm at New Takwalea, suburb of Takwa in the Western Region. According to the GNE, a team of veterinary and environmental officials over the weekend destroyed about 250 birds, 8 crates of egg, 4 bags of poultry feed and empty egg crates suspected to have been infected with the disease. When Radio Ghana contacted Deputy Minister of Food and Agriculture, Dr. Hannah Bisi, on the issue, she denied any knowledge of it.
Chief of the Defence Staff, Air Marshal Michael Samson-Oje, has assured the public of their safety despite reports of a possible terrorist attack on the country. He said the Army is on high alert and working hard to prevent such attacks, adding that adequate measures have been put in place to manage any situation. Air Marshal Samson-Oje said this at an induction service for him and two other service commanders at the Garrison Presbyterian Methodist Church in Accra. Here's a report by Nathaniel Nati.
The induction service follows the swearing into office of the three on 4th January by President Mahama. They are the Chief of Defence Staff, Air Marshal Michael Samson-Oje, Chief of Naval Staff, Rear Admiral Peter Kofi Feidu, and the Chief of Air Staff, Air Vice Marshal Maxwell Manchebite. In his remarks, the Chief of Defence Staff, Air Marshal Samson-Oje, highlighted two issues that are of national concern. On the report of possible terrorist attack on the country, he entreated civilians to pass on any credible intelligence concerning attacks on the country to the right authorities.
I would like to assure you that every effort is being made to prevent any such attack from occurring. In the event it occurs, there are adequate measures in place to counter it speedily and deal with it professionally. Some of the measures put in place to counter terrorism may be inconvenient in especial when we have to submit ourselves to searches when entering facilities which we hitherto entered without any hindrance. It is all for our good. Let me also use this opportunity to urge our families, civilian brothers and sisters, to remain calm and be observant. Please remember that the timely passage of information on all suspicious movements and activities is of crucial essence.
On this year's general elections, Air Marshal Samson Oji said the army will not play any political role whatsoever, but rather they will be professional in all their actions.
We as soldiers will not be partisan. The barracks and other military facilities are not used for anything partisan. Our duty is referred at all times to hold the nation together in peace and unity at all times.
The head pastor of the church, Reverend retired Colonel William Jonfia, urged the chief of defense staff and the two other service commanders to commit themselves to God and seek his guidance and knowledge in their new endeavors.
Nathaniel Nati reporting.
The late Eastern Regional Police Commander DC Opium Butugi Awuni will be buried on Saturday, May 7 in Accra. According to the Alanga family, there will be a wake on Friday, May 6 at 9 p.m. at the police depot Tesano Accra. His body will lie in state and silent parts on Saturday from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. at the National Police Training School in Accra, followed by a burial service from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Then after that, a private burial ceremony. The funeral reception will continue after the burial from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the same venue. Thanksgiving service will be at 8:30 on Sunday, May 8, at the Christ Apostolic Church Accra, behind Accra Sports Stadium near the Osu Cemetery. DCOP Awuni died at the police hospital in Accra Monday, March 14, after a short illness. He was transferred to the Eastern Region in December 2015 from the police headquarters, where he was the director of the Motor Traffic and Transport Unit.
Brazil's lower house has voted to start impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff over charges of manipulating government accounts. The Yes camp won the required two-thirds majority after a lengthy session in the capital. The motion will now be sent to the upper house, the Senate, which is expected to suspend Ms. Rousseff while it carries out a formal trial. She denies the charges and accuses her opponents of staging a coup. Brazil's Governing Workers Party said the fight continues now in the Senate.
And so on the news, the main point again. A research fellow at the Institute for Democratic Governance, IDEC, Dr. Kwesi Jonah, says democracy on the continent is on the retreat. He said though countries like Ghana and Nigeria are doing well, the rest need to back up, adding that the future of democracy in Africa is a mixed one. Chief of the Defense Staff, Air Marshal Michael Samson Oji, has assured the public of their safety despite reports of a possible terrorist attack on the country. He said the army is on high alert and working hard to prevent such attacks, adding that adequate measures have been put in place to manage any situation. And Brazil's lower house has voted to start impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff over charges of manipulating government accounts. The news was presented by Doreen Ampofu
and Samuel Essa in Accra.